Is there something wrong?
Warning. Life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to Captain.
Join Jan Shaw and her guests as they discuss cosmic creating and the path to reclaiming our power as cosmic creators.
Library computer, data being received.
To go where too few have gone before. A production of Cosmic Reality Radio.
Hello and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw. I'm known as the Success Alchemist. You can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net, at Facebook and YouTube, Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist, and on Twitter at Coach Jan Shaw. Today is the 7th of November 2020, and boy, do we have a show today. What with all the happenings from the election onwards, there has been some amazing things happening. And I just want to start by saying that a lot of people were very disheartened. A lot of Trump supporters and patriots were very disheartened on the night of the election, because we were expecting a landslide, judging from all the support that President Trump has had leading up to the election, with the parades and the number of people attending rallies, compared with the pathetic turnout that Biden got with his events. You couldn't call them rallies. And even his virtual events were just not getting viewership, anything like the support that President Trump had. But one of the things that I would say is that we know that the Democrats have been desperate to get Trump out of office. And what I'm going to share with you today is what has actually been revealed in terms of the election fraud that has gone on before and during and after the election. So today's show is Election Fraud, Watch the Water, and Trust the Plan. We really must trust the plan that the Patriots and the White Hats knew exactly what the playbook was and have had countermeasures in place for quite some time. And I want to start by giving you the latest news, which is the announcement by Biden declaring victory and the mainstream media declaring victory on his behalf. So I'm going to start with an article by Daily Caller, and this was from today. AP, Associated Press, Fox News declare Joe Biden president-elect. Trump vows to take results to court on Monday. Former Vice President Joe Biden has defeated President Donald Trump and will be the next president of the United States. The Associated Press, Fox News and other media outlets projected Friday, even as Trump is engaged in numerous legal battles to contest the result. Biden secured projected wins in both Nevada and Pennsylvania Saturday morning, putting him well above the 270 Electoral College vote threshold necessary for winning the presidency. And there's a tweet from Associated Press, Joe Biden defeats President Donald Trump. The Associated Press declares Joe Biden the winner of a grueling campaign for the American presidency. He will lead a polarized nation through a historic collision of health, economic, and social crises. Biden will be the oldest man ever elected to the presidency, and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will be the first African-American, Indian-American, and woman to serve as vice president. Just a note here that she's not African-American at all. another scam. I am honored and humbled by the trust the American people have placed in me and in Vice President-elect Harris, Biden said in a statement released by his campaign shortly after the calls were made. In the face of unprecedented obstacles, a record number of Americans voted, proving once again that democracy beats deep in the heart of America. With the campaign over, it's time to put the anger and the harsh rhetoric behind us and come together as a nation, he continued. It's time for America to unite and to heal. We are the United States of America, and there's nothing we can't do if we do it together. A tweet from Joe Biden. America, I'm honored that you have chosen me to lead our great country. The work ahead of us will be hard, but I promise you this. I will be a president for all Americans, whether you voted for me or not. I will keep the faith that you have placed in me. Trump has not conceded and, in fact, claimed early Saturday to have won the election by a lot. And there's a tweet from Donald Trump. And, of course, it's got a comment from Twitter. Official sources may not have called the race when this was tweeted. Interesting that they didn't put the same comment on Joe Biden's tweet. Trump, who reportedly discovered the news while golfing in Virginia Saturday morning, released a lengthier statement himself Saturday morning, vowing to start fighting the call in court on Monday. And a lot of people have said, Trump's out golfing. He obviously knows what this is all about. They obviously have a plan in place. He's not stressed by this at all. He's just using this once again as optics to expose the corruption of the Democrats and the deep state, and not just Democrats, but rhinos as well. Trump says, we all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying so hard to help him, Trump wrote. Legal votes decide who is president, not the news media. Beginning Monday, our campaign will start prosecuting our case in court to ensure election laws are fully upheld and the rightful winner is seated. The American people are entitled to an honest election. That means counting all legal ballots and not counting any illegal ballots. Like during the 2020 Democratic presidential primary, Biden underperformed in some of the first results to be returned on Tuesday night. He failed to flip Florida, Ohio, and Texas, all touted heading into Election Day as realistic potential pickups for the Democratic ticket, but managed to break President Donald Trump's Tuesday momentum with a contested win in Arizona, called by Fox News of all outlets. And again, I must comment here that Fox News has lost a huge number of viewers because of the way that they've been so partisan in relation to the election. And I must say, I was very surprised at Chris Wallace being on the election night coverage on Fox, giving his appalling performance, very partisan, at the first presidential debate. Anyway, to continue, the Trump campaign heartily protested the Arizona call, urged Fox to recant their announcement, and pressed other outlets not to follow in Fox's stead. The Associated Press, however, also called Arizona for Biden just before 3 a.m. Eastern Time. Heading into Wednesday, both Biden and Trump maintain clear paths to victory, yet Biden's wins in Michigan and Wisconsin Wednesday afternoon elevated his chances of surpassing the 270 Electoral College vote threshold necessary for securing the presidency. Biden stated in Wilmington, Delaware, Wednesday that it's clear, quote, he would win the election, but stopped short of declaring himself the outright victory, as Trump had done early Wednesday morning. I'm not here to declare that we have won, he stated. I am here to report when the count is finished. We believe we will be the winners. I will work as hard for those who didn't vote for me as I will for those who did vote for me. Now every vote must be counted. Note he says every vote, not every legal vote. The former vice president closed. There will be no blue states and red states when we win, just the United States of America. He reiterated that claim with confidence on Thursday, speaking alongside Vice President-elect Kamala Harris following a coronavirus briefing. In America, the vote is sacred. It's how people of this nation express their will. And it is the will of the voters, he stated. No one, not anything else that chooses the President of the United States of America. So each ballot must be counted, and that's what we're going to see going through now, and that's how it should be. Biden added that democracy is sometimes messy. It sometimes requires a little patience as well, but that patience has been rewarded now for more than 240 years with a system of governance that's been the envy of the world. I ask everyone to stay calm, all people to stay calm, he closed. The process is working. The count is being completed and we'll know very soon. Trump himself has not yet conceded the race, and top economic adviser Larry Kudlow said on CNBC Friday morning that the president intends to fight the results. The Trump campaign released a statement Friday morning calling the projections showing Biden winning Georgia and Pennsylvania false. This election is not over. The false projection of Joe Biden as the winner is based on results in four states that are far from final. Georgia is headed for a recount, where we are confident we will find ballots improperly harvested, and where President Trump will ultimately prevail, the statement reads. There were many irregularities in Pennsylvania, including having election officials prevent our volunteer legal observers from having meaningful access to vote counting locations. And it shows a tweet from Team Trump. This election is not over. And that repeats what Trump, I've just read that Trump said. The president's campaign additionally took several legal steps towards staying in the race, including filing a recount motion in Wisconsin and separate lawsuits in Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Three of the suits have since been resolved. The Georgia suit, which focused on Chatham County and looked to separate ballots received after the 7 p.m. deadline on election day from the total, was dismissed Thursday after the witness cited by the Trump campaign admitted to not knowing if the ballots in question had in fact been received after the deadline, despite previously stating so. A Pennsylvania judge granted Trump a win Thursday by ordering that campaign officials must be allowed to observe ballot counters from 6 feet away as dictated by social distancing guidelines. Fox News reported that a Michigan appeals court judge, Cynthia Stevens, denied the campaign suit in the state on Thursday. Stevens argued that she could not grant the campaign's request to grant campaign officials observation access, as the counting process had already effectively finished. The president spent much of the days following election night tweeting about potential ballot fraud he claimed was occurring in those aforementioned states. Many of his messages were marked misleading by Twitter. Last night I was leading, often solidly in many key states, in almost all instances Democrat-run and controlled, he wrote in one tweet. Then, one by one, they started to magically disappear as surprise ballot dumps were counted. Very strange, and the pollsters got it completely and historically wrong. And there's two screenshots of tweets, that first one that I've just read, and the next one says, we have claimed for electoral vote purposes the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which won't allow legal observers, the state of Georgia and the state of North Carolina, each one of which has a big Trump lead. Additionally, we hereby claim the state of Michigan, if in fact, and I'm not seeing the rest of that, but then the next tweet that's shown is, they are working hard to make up 500,000 vote advantage in Pennsylvania disappear. ASAP. Likewise, Michigan and others. There's another article. This is timed by the Gateway Pundit on this subject. And this is entitled, Why Don't They Want the Truth Exposed? Trump campaign releases statement after fake news declares Senile Joe the winner. The fight goes on. And This starts with the fake news, Faux Fox, AP, CNN, Alphabet Media call race for Biden on Saturday morning, despite several states still in dispute. This was a coordinated attack against the president as he was out golfing on a Saturday morning. And then he's got a screenshot of the statement from the president. The first part I've already read to you in the previous article. There's a second part. Beginning Monday, our campaign will start prosecuting our case in court to ensure election laws are fully upheld and the rightful winner is seated. The American people are entitled to an honest election. That means counting all legal ballots and not counting any illegal ballots. This is the only way to ensure the public has full confidence in our election. It remains shocking that the Biden campaign refuses to agree with the basic principle and wants ballots counted even if they are fraudulent, manufactured, or cast by ineligible or deceased voters. Only a party engaged in wrongdoing would unlawfully keep observers out of the count room and then fight in court to block their access. So what is Biden hiding? I will not rest until the American people have the honest count that they deserve and that democracy demands. It was an openly transparent effort to push their nonsensical propaganda that Joe Biden won the 2020 election in a landslide. That was in the article, not part of Trump's statement. So before I go on to detailing all the instances of fraud in this election, just listen to this interesting perspective from one of the anons. Realise that in order for the plan to go forward, Trump must lose. If he wins, courts will not hear fraud cases, not even individual states that could be overturned to change the margin. This is precedent. The objective is exposure, dark to light. You can tell them, you have to show them. That is why Trump must lose, so he can take the evidence, the real evidence, not the misdirection stuff they're throwing at the media right now, and introduce it in court. The real evidence, I suggest, is far more powerful than anything we've seen so far, and far more extensive. All this stuff about Sharpies and dead voters, while significant, is a distraction and a drop in the bucket. They cannot disclose this evidence, for if they do, then the perpetrators may have time to reverse course and allow a Trump victory and go to their plan B. So the evidence is likely something the enemy believes is airtight and they'll get away with it. And there are people saying, you know, this is endgame, this is going to be the Trump card. So let me move on to the information that's come out about the fraud. And the first article I want to share is by stateofthenation.co and it's titled Election Gate. You've never seen anything like the ballot fraud and election theft perpetrated by the Democrats this week. And this was posted on November the 4th. Why are the key battleground states all failing to report the voting results in a timely manner? Really? And it's got a map of the election day results, and it says this election day map tells the whole story. The election map from last evening posted above reveals the basic strategy by which the Democrats will attempt to steal this election. Everyone knows what's red is red and what's blue is blue during a highly polarised election cycle like 2020. The preceding map depicts that great political divide quite graphically. However, what it also portrays is the Democrat election theft strategy that's being employed in real time to steal the White House from President Trump. Exactly what's that simple strategy to steal the POTUS ballot? Because the world is watching the USA election crime scene as never before in recorded history. The perps knew they had to be super sly and stealthy in their tactics. At the end of the day, there's only so much the Dems can do here and hope to get away with without triggering a full-blown federal criminal investigation into treason and sedition committed by the Democrat Party. Therefore, the Democrat game plan is to flip the very states, key swing states, that Trump took in 2016, plus a few other small ones such as Arizona and Nevada, for good measure. For reasons that ought to be quite obvious by now, both traditionally red states, North Carolina and Georgia, may also be thrust back into play. And there's a link to another article, The Patriot Movement Must Watch Out for Blatant Election Theft in These Five States. So, this election steal would come down to the very same states the DNC attempted to steal on November 8, 2016, Wisconsin, Michigan and Pennsylvania. As a matter of historical fact, these are the same three states that 2016 POTUS candidate Jill Stein filed her lawsuit in to overturn the final results that favoured Trump. The steal. The Democrat deep state and New World Order globalist co-conspirators will utilise different theft techniques and fraudulent measures in each of these three states of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin and Michigan. For example, here's how they prep the crime scene in Pennsylvania. And it's a link to another article. The steal is on in Pennsylvania. Poll watchers denied access, illegal campaigning at polling locations. As for Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been working overtime to use the current Democrat Secretary of State to fix the final certified vote in Lansing. That's easy when such a vicious and reckless governor is also a hardcore Trump hater, and she's surrounded by senior state government leadership of the same ilk. Again, a link to another article. Suddenly, 138,000 Michigan ballots appear this morning, all for Biden, zero for Trump. Then there is Wisconsin. This is where the ballot bandits will be extra specially careful to commit crimes that are virtually undetectable. Democrat Governor Tony Evers is not quite as partisan as the rest of the blue state govs, so the steal would be a very cunning one indeed. Most likely, the election equipment or vote counting machines will be hacked in ways that are not discernible via the standard forensic investigations. It's critical to understand that the Trump campaign experienced an awesome voter response in all three of these crucial swing states. The turnouts were as massive as they were unprecedented. Hence, the real vote was surely a landslide victory for President Trump in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. This data point will serve the president well in his various legal challenges. Key point, the New World Order globalist cabal knows that the best way to undermine the sovereignty of the American Republic so that it can be subjugated to a one-world government that functions as a totalitarian global superstate is to carry out their Ordo Ab Caeo election scheme. For only with a sufficient level of chaos and confusion, tumult and pandemonium can the globalists hope to impose the Biden-Harris communist regime on the American people, which is why all of this election chaos was manufactured on purpose. Conclusion. What the electorate is about to witness is a slow-motion theft in each of these states, as well as in Arizona and perhaps one or two others, in order to pad an utterly fake Biden victory. In point of fact, when the investigations are finally completed, the American people will be apprised of fraud upon fraud upon fraud. Precisely how are the Democrat election thieves and deep state fraudsters doing it right now? Here's how. And it's another link. Red Alert. Dems collude with CIA to launch intelligence operation that alters voting machine results in Pennsylvania and other swing states. I'm going to be covering that a little later. Bottom line, Trump knows in his bones that the longer this drags on, the greater the likelihood the Democrats will outright steal this election. See Trump surprise ballot dumps behind lead changes. I don't necessarily agree with that statement, because I think this is all part of the plan and the strategy to reveal the depth of corruption that has been perpetrated not only on Trump but on the American people in this election. And I'm going to be sharing more of that in just a second. So the next article I want to share is referencing something that was included or mentioned in the previous one. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Watch. Ballot Count Watcher describes at least 130,000 ballots, all for Biden, arriving in three vehicles in Detroit in the dead of night. And this was on published on November the 5th. And there is a video included. A woman monitoring the ballot counting in Detroit has asserted that at least 130,000 ballots, all for Joe Biden, were brought to the center in three vehicles at 4 a.m. In the testimonial originally posted to Facebook Live, Connie Johnson says that people who were there counting ballots throughout the evening were ready to shut down when suddenly a white van, a Chrysler 300 and a Ferrari pulled up with over 130,000 additional ballots. As they started counting the ballots, he was astonished that every single ballot, literally 100% of 130,000 ballots, were all Biden ballots that hadn't been delivered to the precinct before the cutoff time, she explained. And then there's two short videos included, and she goes on to say, we literally have people that watched it happen, she continued. We have poll challengers that have been barred from being able to go into this room to challenge ballots. We've had GOP members removed from the room. Johnson explained there is a large disparity between Democrats and Republicans being allowed into the ballot counting room ever since the mystery ballot showed up. And two more short videos. The woman explained that the governor and Department of Health and Human Services claimed that the room was over capacity and that is why they weren't allowing the proper number of Republican watchers in, which are required to be allowed by law. Additionally, Johnson said that she has seen and heard about poll contestants that are being harassed and intimidated. And then two more videos. It's really heartbreaking that this is what we have stooped to and allowed as a country, Johnson said. It is disgusting what is happening in Detroit. It's about major fraud on a major scale that was very well organised, she added. That's the end of that article. And then moving on to another article by Gateway Pundit. Breaking: Detroit precinct chair says ineligible ballots are being counted, numerous voting irregularities. And this was again November 5th. Dustin Kingham was the chairman for Precinct 219 in Detroit and noticed multiple voting irregularities that he reported, and he now says he feels helpless that anyone will care. We were instructed not to accept ballots that were not specifically marked as received, but I saw it happen, Kingham said. I called the hotline they provided to us for problems, and the people there didn't know what to do. These people were claiming they never received their live ballots, but they could have just been lying and turned them in later. It's not possible for us to check those things at the polling places. The 2020 election is under scrutiny in no small part to the record numbers of absentee ballots causing chaos throughout the American election systems, with delayed reporting and difficulty in determining the authenticity of the votes cast by mail without accountability and review by objective election observers. Detroit Precinct Chairman Kingan explained, in the poll book, these ballots were marked as sent, but we let them vote anyway. We had them sign affidavits that they wouldn't turn in those ballots later. We wanted to let everyone vote, but now I'm sceptical, even though some of these people seem credible. I'm going to move on to another article, again, Gateway Pundit. More dead voters caught voting in Michigan. Many are older than the oldest human alive today. This was from November 4th. More tricks and fraud. There were at least four voters in Michigan last night who were born before 1902. In fact, these voters are older than the oldest human alive today. The oldest person alive today was born in 1903, so they have her beat. All four of these people are older than the oldest person on the face of the earth, and they voted this cycle. Absentee. That's quite a turnout operation, and it shows the table with the names of the people, and a lot of them are 1900 as year of birth. One of the families was contacted and the ballot was tossed. At least 7 Michigan voters were sent live absentee ballots whose voter registration records their birth year as prior to 1902. As of Monday, 5 were recorded as having been returned and counted. The oldest recorded living person is currently 117 years old, meaning that the 7 who were sent live ballots either constitute the oldest 7 people on the planet who are currently living without the honour, or these are cases where ballots are being requested and cast in the name of people who have passed away, or the state voter file is either not properly removing people who have passed away or recording the birth year incorrect, which would cause problems if a voter wanted to vote in person. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Democrat, was criticised earlier this year when she was repeatedly sending out ballot applications to people who were clearly deceased. This led many Republicans to accuse Democrats of planning to cheat the election results by putting more voters in the mail. One mail vendor, who requested to be anonymous because he regularly interacts with the Secretary of State, said that it appears that Benson reverted the work that a prior Republican Secretary of State had done to clean up the voter rolls. Former Republican Secretary of State Ruth Johnson worked to remove dead people from the voter rolls. And then lower down it says, update, and more dead voters are being discovered. And this is via Candace Owens. And there's a tweet from Candace. This is insane. He is literally plugging in the names of dead people, and they are all returning as having voted in Michigan. Where is our Department of Justice on this? Why is it taking regular Americans to expose this level of obvious corruption? And it shows a tweet from Essential Fleckas. Another one, apparently June Aiken, born in 1900, voted by absentee ballot in Jackson County, Michigan. That would make them 120 years old. And Mo Scarlett tweeted, @EdBigCon, FYI, MI should recount Michigan. People's Pundit tweeted, laughing out loud, he's right. I used info via Social Security Death Index on your voter information on the Michigan SOS website. William was born in 1902, died in Detroit at age 82 in 1984. He applied for an absentee ballot on 9/11, submitted it on 9/19. They've been at it for months. Now, we know Tom Fitner, Judicial Watch, has been working really hard to try and get states to clean up their voter registers. And obviously, many of them haven't been complying for obvious reasons. Now we go to software issues. And this is from Just the News. Michigan County flips back to Trump following repair of voting software glitch. Reliably, GOP County had originally swung to Biden, and this was published November 6th. An election software glitch in Michigan's Antrim County that had incorrectly directed Democrat votes to presidential candidate Joe Biden was fixed Friday, putting thousands of votes correctly into President Trump's totals. The software had reportedly caused a significant number of votes to be allotted to Biden in a county that has for years been reliably red. In the presumed final count, Biden had originally led in the county by roughly 3,000 votes. Revised totals show that Trump won the county by around 2,500. Addressing the alleged software glitch, Michigan GOP chairwoman Laura Cox said Friday during a press conference that 47 counties in Michigan use this same software in the same capacity. These counties that use the software need to closely examine their results for similar discrepancies, she said. Then on the same subject by the Gateway Pundit, huge corrupted software used in Michigan County that stole 6,000 votes from Trump is also used in all swing states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Minnesota. A so-called computer glitch fix in one of Michigan's counties has led to 6,000 votes switching from Joe Biden to President Trump. The head of the Republican Party has asked for an additional 47 counties be recounted after the fix, since these 47 counties also use the same Dominion software. A so-called computer glitch has been uncovered in Michigan today, and it resulted in swapping 6,000 votes from Joe Biden to President Trump. And Scriber News tweeted, update, Michigan's Antrim County flipped to a win for Donald Trump after an election software glitch was fixed today. Revised totals now show that Trump won by an estimated 2,500 votes. Dominion software is used in 28 US states, including all of the battleground states. The Dominion software glitch only took votes from President Trump and Republicans. Dominion is used in 30 different states, and there's a map of the states that where it's used. Dominion is used in every swing state. Via Kyle Becker reported, and this is another tweet, the election software system in Michigan that switched 6,000 votes from Trump to Biden is called Dominion. It's used in 30 states, including Nevada, Arizona, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania, every single major swing state, every single one. And of course, this tweet again has been flagged by Twitter. And there's a map showing the states where this Dominion software is implemented. And numerous counties in Georgia also use the software. This is turning into a massive scandal. Democrats thought this glitch would be enough to beat Donald Trump. They had no idea he would have the greatest landslide and vote totals in US history. So then they had to dump hundreds of thousands of ballots into the swing states they lost. And then we have more information about how the election has been hacked by Democrats. This is from noqreport.com. Hammer and scorecard. Lieutenant General McKinney explains the election hack by Democrats. It's one of those blockbuster accusations that almost seem too crazy to believe, but we're seeing it happening right before our eyes in Michigan and Wisconsin. The president must act. And this was published on November the 4th. What's happening with the election? As one might normally say, it's anyone's guess, except it isn't. We have a very good idea of exactly what's happening. The Democrats are either cheating or powers above them are cheating on their behalf. Either way, the election is in the process of being stolen, if we're to believe Lieutenant General Thomas McKinney, during his most recent interview with Two Mics. The general described Hammer and Scorecard, a pair of programs initially designed for the CIA before being privatized by deep state players from the Obama administration. We explained how they work in an article last week, but the gist is this. Hammer, or The Hammer, is a counterintelligence surveillance program used to spy on activities on protected networks, like voting machines, without detection, while Scorecard is a vote manipulation application that changes votes during transfer. It's the least detectable form of election manipulation because it works during data transfer between voting stations and data storage hubs. Unless both sides are looking for irregularities, it's impossible to catch. If nefarious forces had people on one side or the other or both during data transfer, it cannot be exposed. Democrats colluding with CIA to launch intelligence operation that alters voting machine results. Report. Dave Jander of Operation Freedom has unleashed a bombshell story with huge implications for Tuesday's elections. Jander's guest in his latest broadcast is a former high-level intelligence official, Lieutenant General Tom McKinney, who warns that the Dems and the CIA have put in place a mechanism which can alter the voting results of electronic, and it then is a link to continue reading. The day before the election, General McKinney spoke to Two Mics about the details surrounding Scorecard and called on the White House and the Trump campaign to take action before voting started. What we're seeing happening in Michigan and Wisconsin have all the trademarks of a hammer and scorecard operation. As I noted earlier, the fix is in. The general talked today with Two Mics once again to give an update and to call on the White House to act immediately before the election is fully stolen. This is the type of blockbuster information the left and even many on the right refuse to report. We see with our own eyes how hammer and scorecard are being used in Wisconsin and Michigan. Will the president let it fly? And then we have the Gateway pundit again. Sidney Powell, likelihood that 3% of vote total was changed in pre-election counting connected to hammer and scorecard. Sidney Powell and Tom Fitton joined Lou Dobbs on Friday night to discuss the latest developments in the 2020 election. Sidney told Lou's audience about the hammer and scorecard software that was used to steal Trump votes in Michigan. They need to investigate the likelihood that 3% of the vote total was changed in the pre-election voting ballots that were collected digitally by using the hammer program and the software program called Scorecard. That would have amounted to a massive change in the vote. It would have gone across the country, and it explains a lot of what we're seeing. In addition, they ran an algorithm to calculate the votes that they might need for Mr. Biden in specific areas. It happened in Michigan, where a computer glitch resulted in a change in votes in, I believe, 5,500 in favour of President Trump, just in one of 47 districts. All of those districts need to be checked for the software glitch that would change the vote for Michigan dramatically. The same thing is happening in other states. We've had hundreds of thousands of ballots appear for solely Mr. Biden, which is statistically impossible as a matter of mathematics. It can all be documented. It is being put in files that we will file in federal court. And then Breitbart reports Georgia counties using the same software as Michigan counties also encounter glitch. Two Georgia counties using the same electronic voting software as a Michigan county that experienced a glitch have also reported encountering glitches during the 2020 election. Voting machines crashed in Georgia's Spalding and Morgan counties on Tuesday morning because of what election officials described as a glitch. A Georgia election official said that a technical glitch that halted voting in the two counties was caused by a vendor uploading an update to their election machines the night before the election, according to a report by Politico. That is something that they don't ever do. I've never seen them update anything the day before the election, said Marcia Ridley, election supervisor at Spalding County Board of Election. Riley added that she did not know what the upload contained. And as an ex-IT person, I have to say that that is very, very high risk, even if you're doing it with the best of intentions. But it does make you wonder why what they were uploading to the voting machines the night before the election. I'm not going to read the rest of the article because it's a repeat of what I've already reported to you. And then Epoch Times reported today, concerns surrounding 2020 election merit serious investigation, former NSC official. As the results of the current presidential election drag out, there are enough anomalies found in it to merit a serious investigation, according to Rich Higgins, former director for strategic planning at the National Security Council. Among concerns surrounding the election are Twitter anomalies, the votes showing up in the middle of the night, the counts that go on forever, Higgins said in a recent interview on the Epoch Times Crossroads programme. There's a lot of evidence there that requires further investigation, and there are constitutional measures in place to do it, Higgins said. State legislators can act if any violations or irregularities are found in the voting process, but they will need evidence to do so. Higgins would like to see the Trump administration provide a more succinct and coherent messaging about the election situation. Specifically, Higgins would like the administration to tackle the disinformation campaign that we've seen now going on for a year and a half from the media as it pertains to the election. Of all the things that I'm most shocked about that I've seen in the past couple of days is the incessant media tipping of the scale through the provision of narrative and one-on-one hand, and then the selective distribution of information on the other hand. They're not only lying to you, they're also withholding information from you. It really is disgusting. Higgins was fired from the NSC in 2017 for issuing a memo text published by Foreign Policy that warned about a political warfare operation launched by entrenched bureaucrats in the US intelligence community. The Trump administration is suffering under withering information campaigns designed to first undermine, then delegitimize and ultimately remove the president, Higgins wrote in his memo, intended for internal use only. His hope was that the memo will help the president and understand what's happened to him in a more full context. Higgins warned in his memo that these campaigns are not normal DC partisan infighting and adversarial media relations, but rather political warfare at an unprecedented level that is openly engaged in the direct targeting of a seated president through manipulation of the news cycle. And the article goes on, but I don't have time to read the rest of that. But that's what we've seen happen to President Trump ever since, well, before he was inaugurated, even before he was elected. So interesting that Higgins was fired for that, obviously, because people in the NSC were part of the plot. Now, it's very interesting that September 12, 2018, Trump signed an executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, including the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, the National Emergencies Act, Section 212 of the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952, and Section 301 of Title III, United States Code, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, find that the ability of persons located in whole or in substantial part outside the United States to interfere in or undermine public confidence in United States elections, including through the unauthorized accessing of election and campaign infrastructure or the covert distribution of propaganda and disinformation, constitutes an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States. I'm not going to read the rest. It's very long, and I do want to move on to something else before the end of the show. But it seems interesting that Trump should have put this executive order in place 2 years ago, and this was before the midterms, I believe. And I've often thought that, well, there have been many people saying that this voter fraud has been going on for a long time. And I actually believe that the Democrats were allowed to win the House because that would then put them in the spotlight to expose their agenda. And boy, has that happened over the last couple of years. So that leads me on to the final topic today, and that is about the sting operation. Now, this is an article by Before It's News, published on November the 5th, and it says the Democrats still don't know they got caught by a brilliant sting operation orchestrated by Team Trump. Really, how stupid do the Democrats think the American people are? Who didn't know that the DNC has been planning this POTUS election theft since the last election day, November 8, 2016? The Democrat Party, colluding with Deep State and the New World Order globalist cabal, have had 4 years to steal this election, and yet they still screwed it up royally. And in quotes, even a political imbecile knows that the longer any election count goes on, the greater the likelihood that election will be stolen. The thieves simply need time to do all the dirty deeds necessary to steal the ballot without leaving any fingerprints. It's relatively easy to steal an election, but only when no one's watching the crime scene. On election day 2020, the whole world was watching the countless Democrat overseen crime scenes across America. Not only that, Team Trump had the whole country cased out, especially their previous 2016 crime scenes. Now that the Dems have gotten caught red-handed with election theft, what are they going to do? And this is by an intelligence analyst and former US military officer. The sting operation. Just as the Democrats had 4 years to come up with a plan to steal POTUS 2020, so did Team Trump to foil that convoluted scheme. In point of fact, President Trump has access to more privileged data and classified information than any other person on the planet. the President of the United States has the investigative power of the FBI, CIA, NSA and DIA at his beck and call. Given these and many other hard realities, did the Democrats really think they could just steal the election and inaugurate a Biden-Harris administration without scrutiny? What Trump did here was quite coyly create an atmosphere of impunity. In this way, the Democrats were lulled into the false sense that they could get away with stealing this election in broad daylight, which they are attempting to do at this very moment. Meanwhile, Team Trump has had every likely crime scene under extreme surveillance and digital monitoring the entire time. There's not a single move or manoeuvre by the Democrat perps which has not been watched, witnessed and recorded. In other words, the press has got them all dead to rights. There are many pieces to this sting op that are way beyond the scope of this exposé. Suffice to say that there's a presidential plan in place that's being executed with absolute precision, and that, in their sheer desperation, the left has thus far fallen into every trap that was secretly set for them. Where to set the biggest traps was as easy as pie. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, etc. The most naked and reckless election theft in US history. The hard evidence is now pouring in. The Democrat criminals left that hard evidence all over their various crime scenes. In their recklessness and desperation to win at all costs, the actual co-conspirators on the ground acted like they could get away with bloody murder. It was this false sense of security that made for some very sloppy crime scenes. Those committing all the crimes at the voting precincts made so many mistakes, it boggles the mind, and they didn't even try to cover their tracks. See, and there's a link to an article, Pelosi owns the software used to collect and distribute election voting tallies. The bottom line here is that when you're trying to get away with the most naked and reckless election theft in US history, you better have an escape route mapped out. Conclusion. Trump let them do exactly what the Democrats are doing in each battleground state in real time. Once Biden declares victory after grabbing the necessary 270 electoral votes, this immense blue crime wave will come crashing down for good. Team Trump can begin the process of prosecuting the many Democrat VIPs who are guilty of carrying out this complex criminal conspiracy. In the meantime, it is of paramount importance for every patriot to understand that the following warning is still in effect. Warning, election theft in process. Caveat, the Democrats have had four long years to steal this election, so they will not fail unless the right poses an overwhelming force of patriots and truthers, which executes a countervailing strategy that proves the obvious and legitimate Trump victory. And the source was from Election Theft 2020, the steal begins in earnest, State of the Nation. And then another aspect to this sting operation, this is on ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. Democrats were set up in sting operation to catch them stealing election, published on November the 6th. Steve Pechenik joins Owen Schroyer to share information that he was not allowed to before last night, which is that this election was the biggest sting operation in US history. Each legitimate ballot bore a watermark and it was tokenized like a unit of cryptocurrency on the QFS blockchain. The ballots are also GPS tracked so they can tell not only which ones are real or fake, but exactly where they are and if any got thrown away, Steve said. We know pretty well where every ballot is, where it went and who has it. So this is not a stolen election, on the contrary, we reverse the entire game of war along the lines of Sun Tzu's The Art of War. In The Art of War, you pull back and allow your enemy to make all the mistakes they're making, manipulate the situation and expose them, and then come in for the final killing. And that's what's happening now. None of this was unexpected. All of this was expected. All of this is part of the sting operation we're running. He says, thousands and thousands of National Guard troops have been sent to 12 states right now to assist in securing the legitimate ballots and throwing out the fake ballots printed up by Democrats as part of their fraud operation. So now you have to reconsider what this is really about. The genius of Trump is that he is able to pull back at any point and manipulate the opponent without the opponent ever realising it. This has been a setup by Trump for a long, long time, he says. This is our counter-coup against the Bidens, and it's exactly what we expected. The corruption in the mail, the corruption at USPS, corruption with the Democrats, there was no surprise here. Arrests are not only coming, they're being implemented. What you saw Corey Lewandowski and Pam Bondi saying when they were in Clay County and as well in Philadelphia, that was not just a threat, that was exactly what's going to happen. People will be arrested as of tonight, tomorrow, and it will go on for quite a while. This is the biggest sting operation probably in our country that we've ever had. And in the last week or after the election, I actually saw a screenshot of a post by an Anon basically saying to the Q followers, you've been following Q the whole time. You've seen how the Trump team, the White Hats, have been 10 steps ahead of everything that the deep state attempts and have been countering it. And yet you're all falling apart over what is happening over the election. You have to trust the plan. You have to hold the line. And Q actually put out some posts. Let me see. This was on October 31st. Are you ready to finish what we started? Nothing can stop what is coming is not just a catchphrase. Are you ready to hold the political elite protected accountable? And are you ready to take back control of this country? And so I do believe this is all part of the plan. It's the only way they could really get to the heart of the corruption and expose the stealing that has been going on from the people of the US in elections that has gone on for years, not just in this election, but I think in the midterms in 2018. And I think it was countered in 2016 because they planned to use the same tactics to make sure Hillary Clinton won. But I believe the White Hats actually reversed that. They blocked them from stealing that election. But subsequently, they wanted to allow them to use the same tactics so that they could be ultimately exposed and, of course, indicted, arrested and prosecuted. So I really want you to keep the faith and really focus on this being the culmination of what's been happening over the last 4 years in terms of the White Hats fighting against the deep state and their plan to overthrow the dark side, to get rid of the Luciferians, the Demoncrats, as they're called. And, you know, I would reiterate again, this is not partisan. There are plenty of Republicans who have been part of the deep state for many years as well. So we have to see this happen. We have to set our intention, keep our focus on the world we want to see, on the takedown of the deep state and the triumph by Trump and the White Hats over all the evil that has been perpetrated, not only in the US, but around the world. So that's about all I have time for today. I would say look out on social media. There have been many, many whistleblowers coming out that have witnessed this criminal activity in the election fraud. People from the USPS, Veritas has done many videos of undercover operations on voter fraud. We've seen a lot of those come out in the past, and he's now had released further ones. So this evidence is coming out all the time. So the Democrats cannot hide their criminality any longer. So, again, thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I've enjoyed it. It's been quite a hectic week for me, so I had a lot of catching up to do to get the latest news on the election. And I must say I was feeling a little bit despondent on the night of the election. But, you know, I refocused my attention and said, there's no way Trump could lose this because, as I said at the beginning, he has so much support across the country. This is all going to turn out well for all of us, except for the criminals. So I hope you'll join me again next week. Just as a reminder, my website is The Success Alchemist, and you can also find me at The Web Alchemist. And I look forward to having you on another Cosmic Creating show next week. And thank you, of course, to Nancy for producing. Bye for now. Keep the faith, trust the plan, and hold the line.
You have been listening to the Cosmic Creating Radio Show with Jan Shaw, a production of Cosmic Reality Radio.
Live long and prosper.